the Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of this happy hour. You can join us on the phones toll free at 844-967-2789. Is that Freedom Rock, man?
I'm not a selfish bastard, just forgetful.
Yeah, not entirely, mostly.
Just forgetful. Yeah. There's a difference. 844-967-2. You know, it's been a long, 30 years knowing you.
Yeah, hasn't it, though?
Pizza Box Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Michael.
Oh, man, I feel bad because it's obvious CJ did not listen to my show on Saturday where the title of the last week's show was, it's better to know that you're not smart than to not know that you're stupid. And that's the category that I place some people in. I hate to mention names or initials. But come on, in high school, his fact-finding mission got him about a C-minus average. So I'd say he's pushing for D or F.
Should we call him C-minus J?
There you go. Nice. But I don't know why you let him talk. If he's still listening, I will let you know that when I see the phone light up with CJ on it, I will talk at him, but I'm not going to talk to him. How do you like that, CJ? Call the cops.
You're abridging his First Amendment right to call and troll your radio show, Mike.
Well, as far as I know, he doesn't contribute any money to my show, so therefore I can do whatever I want with the guy.
So money is free speech, is what you're saying, right, Ron Johnson?
Free speech. Absolutely. If anybody wants to call my show with the messaging of CJ, it'll be just $100 a call, but I'll take it.
Pizza Box, did you see what Ram Jam had to say about your buddy Speaker Robin Voss? Thinks he should be prosecuted.
For treason.
What's the punishment for treason, precisely?
I think there's two choices, right? Cigarette and blindfold? Whatever, I don't know. I'm never going to have to face that. But, yeah, it's like this whole party is guilty of treason. I mean, Ram Jam can throw himself in there, too. I'm going to be picking on him before the year's done.
But you've been waiting? You've been holding out? You're not slamming the Ram Jam with constancy?
The guy's the lowest hanging fruit, man.
We got to get you a daily show just so you got more time to slam the Ram Jam.
He's got a sign. I can't remember what it is because, like Dom just mentioned, he's really not that important.
Come on, man. It's Tim time. It's Tim time down here. Any other thoughts, Pizza Box?
No, I'm just looking forward to I know some people that went to the rally on Friday, a daughter of some friends of mine, and she had a really neat sign that said F. SCOTUS on it. So I know we got a younger crowd coming up in Wisconsin, and I'll be there with them.
Well, Michael, march for us, my friend. 844-967-2789. You can still join. There's still time.
Susan Collins, Crudy, and speaking of Michael and our friends over at the Capitol and the protesters that have been around Madison for so very long, I think some of you will appreciate this. If you'll bear with me here, the Insider reports, Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, one of just two nominally pro-choice Republicans left in the Senate, called the cops on Saturday night over a pro-abortion rights message written in chalk in front of her house.
A drive-by chalking, Dom?
Can you believe it? What? I mean, crime is rampant.
They are the law and order party, Dom.
According to the Banger Daily News, officers responded to a call at 9:20 p.m.
You brought her, you Banger Daily News.
9:20 p.m. on Saturday after the message, quote, Susie, please, Mainers want WHPA. Vote yes. Clean up your mess. Appeared on a public sidewalk on West Broadway Street. WHPA is a reference to the Women's Health Protection Act, a bill that could codify the right to an abortion afforded by Roe v. Wade into federal law. Senate Democrats have teed up a vote on Wednesday on the bill, which was passed by the House
that's
in September.
That's tomorrow, Dom? Tomorrow,
it is tomorrow.
Wednesday? I think that's a
tomorrow.
Bad vote.
Hump day.
We can
in the wake of
that.
The leaked draft by this, the Supreme Court opinion overturning Roe. The message was not overtly threatening. Wade Betters, a spokesperson for the Bangor Police Department, told the outlet, which also reported the message, was no longer visible by Monday afternoon. And I'm sorry, police department
did
spokesperson.
Did it rain?
Not overtly threatening? Not overtly threatening? So subvertly threatening? How the hell is asking, quote, Susie, please. I mean, right off the bat, threatening, right? Stop being
well,
so
you're
polite.
Using a common name, almost like you know her, like you're the neighbor.
Mainers want WHPA, referencing, of course, this Health Protection Act. Vote yes. Clean up your mess. That is not overtly threatening. You're right, Bangor Police Department. That's not even any way threatening any shape or form. But that's the Republicans are. You got chalk on your sidewalk and you call the cops? I'm going to start calling her Karen. We are grateful to the Bangor police officers and the city public workers who responded to the defacement of public property in front of our home, the senator told the Bangor Daily News. What? So the city public works department, so you had people coming out, what, scrubbing your sidewalk? I'm not clear exactly what happened, but how many, you know, socialist governmental workers were there to help you address the ever so not overtly threatening chalk message on the public sidewalk in front of your house? I mean, really? This is the Republican Party.
What, Senator Karen Collins doesn't have a garden hose? I mean, it seems like there's a simple remedy, you know, like a thumb and a garden hose. I'd figure it out. Kids would figure it out.
Just leave it. You know, I mean, I walk down the sidewalk. Kids are writing, drawing things all the time. Oh, there's hopscotch in front of my yard. And I mean, the chalk, it said, please. It said, please, in reference to a specific act. Oh, clean up your mess. I mean, if that's threatening, man, I've been threatening my kids for years.
Well, you know, it's the implied.
Get off my lawn.
You dirty rotten scoundrels.
Oh, man. Wow. Karen,
here's my
go
only
away.
Last concern of the day. The vote. If the Democrats don't have the votes, why go through the charade? And I get it. You want to put all the Republicans on the record.
There you go.
But the Democrats going on the record failing again to deliver for their constituents, for the American people, for women and all people to care about women, is that a great look for the
Dems? Do you only go through with things you know are going to pass? I mean, if you don't even try, you're definitely going to get tagged with you haven't done anything for us. At least if you go through it and you fail.
You ever seen Mitch McConnell bring a vote that failed? I mean, seriously.
Mitch McConnell is not the kind of guy that I want to emulate in the Senate, Crudy.
Ever seen Nancy Pelosi bring a vote that failed?
I'd have to look
no.
at the record.
No. She counts her caucus. She's got her votes in line. She knows what the math is before she calls roll. And that's all I'm saying. Chuck Schumer, don't go out there tomorrow and by a 48 to 52 vote, say, well, sorry, women, can't help you. Thank you to my fine co-devil earlier today, Matt Rothschild. Always great when Matt comes around. Dom, usually good. Fair to middling when you come around. Great to see Fancy Brian and Evan, and of course, have all you join us on the radio. 3 hours each and every day, that's all we ask. Just set, you know, an alarm. Thank you. Have a good night. Go home now.
There's no better word than stupid.
It was almost too stupid for words.
Michigan gave us Motang.
I can taste it.
All I want to do is be able